6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Get your feet on the floor. Jumpstart your day with your boys on this Manic Monday. It's odd because we're doing a Monday show. It's not Monday morning quarterback. That's because the Ravens don't play until Monday night. But lots of exciting football games. We'll recap that coming up this hour. Take a look at the Ravens-Bucks tonight. And also, got to go out over-under with the Bucks and Ravens. Ed, give us an update on what's going on. Welcome back, first of all. Give us an update on what's going on down there in Florida.
2024 continues to be a joy for me, just a delight. What it's hard to describe how devastated that area is. It really is. I mean, it's just businesses done, washed away, homes. It was, I consider myself lucky. Wow. We have debris that was, when stacked out front, probably 20, 30 yards long, 4 feet high of tree branches and other things. And the trees are gone. Fence came down. Gate came down. Gutters came off. But the structure's okay. But a lot of people really hurting, like terrible flooding. I don't know if you realize, that was the worst cyclone on Earth in 2024, on the whole planet this year.
Really?
Yeah. That includes all those crazy storms out there, like in Indonesia and all things, that, you know, when they get washed away out there. This was the worst storm on the planet this year. And it's just, that's all people talk about. I can't blame them. They're just, and the places that you love hanging out, like I said, the Siesta Key Oyster Bar. We weren't even allowed to go. You had to show your license, show you lived there to get on Siesta Key.
So it's weird. We have oyster bars here, but you have oyster bars down there?
Yes.
It must be, that sounds delicious.
They're great.
I missed you.
I didn't. And they have a quarterback named Baker. Yeah.
But look, now you leaving, did you feel like you got a bulk of the stuff done that you needed to?
Yeah, I mean, power came back after like 5 days, 6 days. It was a long time without power. Neighbors, everybody got together. It's like you would see, like, the neighbors ran a 100-foot cord into our house so we could at least power the fridge and a lamp if you had to. Like, it was, I did. I mean, the debris's gone, power's back. I rehung the fence. I had to bolt the gate up, you know, to see me like Tim Allen out there drilling bolts through my gate and hanging it up with my friend. And
that's tough, man, going without power.
Yeah. It's very tough.
I remember when I was a kid, we went like 10 days without power.
Yeah.
Should have called
somebody paid the bill for us. And, oh. You got power back.
Yeah, exactly.
Man,
it's even worse when you pay it and you don't have power.
Oh, man.
It sucked. Couldn't shower. We had no water for a while, no power.
Yeah, I mean, I was hearing all these strange ideas that were great for, like, putting all your collectibles, Gina, and stuff in the dishwasher because nothing will get in, and filling your bathtub up before the storm hits with water so you at least have something to use.
Well, especially when you get to flush the toilet.
Yeah.
You need something to, you know, pour down there.
Yeah, it just reminds me, you talk about neighbors getting together to help one another out. I've told this story before. I lived on a street that was like a horseshoe, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's shaped like a horseshoe, not a cul-de-sac, but it loops around and goes back to the same street. I was at the bottom of the horseshoe, and we had a blizzard. So the whole thing was, we had to help the people at the top of the street get out.
Right.
So we could get out back here and move it faster. By God, every one of them that got cleaned up didn't help us. So at the end of the day, we were so tired by ourselves. Just crazy, man. But it is kind of cool to see people get together.
I tell you, it was really cool when it hits the fan. But I had to land in Tampa because Sarasota Airport was closed. And I'm driving down. I saw hundreds of emergency vehicles, ambulances, power trucks from all over the country, like Arkansas, Nevada, Louisiana, New York.
That's cool.
Just, hundreds of them. And the crews were sitting on like folding chairs waiting for the next call. But it was just nice to see. I didn't see any FEMA trucks, but I didn't. I know it was noticeable. Like, I didn't see any federal help, but all local help came to do something. It was nice.
Undressing over there?
I'm hot, man. Sticky sweet.
It's hot in here.
It's hot in here?
A little bit, yeah.
Come on, man.
No, man.
This cat comes in and
turn this on. Huh? I have nothing on. There's nothing on.
Well, you did something.
I did nothing. Yeah. Nothing's on.
The cats in the evening turn it on freezing, which would be more my temperature.
No.
And this cat gets in here first and puts it on hell.
I don't put it on anything.
I think I'm already sweating out.
Well, that's everything. You could be 10 degrees in here. You got pits going on there.
I don't know what it means. You should have that. You know the symbol they have for snow when you put the air AC on? Mm-hmm. There's a little palm tree up there.
Is it? Is that? That's probably why he put it on. He wants to be in Florida.
Yeah.
Hmm. It'll screw both of you guys. I didn't touch anything.
You know what's really freaking me out down there? Seeing, you know, those giant signs and metal ones in front of like malls, where they have all the stores listed. launched. I mean, launched off the pilings. Twisted like, you know, a kid toy.
So crazy. I mean, you think about, like, we always say it, like, Mother Nature. Father Time's undefeated. Mother Nature's a bitch sometimes, Ooh. Man. Oh, my God.
She's scary.
Yeah. Well, good. Everybody's safe. The wife is safe, of course.
Yeah.
Is she still down there?
Yeah. Everything's cool. Now it's beautiful. It's like, you know, the weather, once the storm leaves, it was gorgeous. No humidity. It was like 80 degrees, dry. It was spectacular.
Hey, shut up. Nobody
kidding. It was.
Let me hear about the disaster. I don't want to hear about your great weather. 80 degrees. It's dry.
It's beautiful.
Not a cloud of sky. It's Florida.
Except all the beaches are closed.
I think I'm going to trade my weekend to the weekend before Thanksgiving now. I think I'm going to go down there then. Because I don't have any, I mean, basketball,
yeah.
I have something every weekend. We were supposed to go to Ohio, and that tournament was canceled but the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I'll use that to travel that weekend.
I told you that's a good time to go, actually. Perfect. The weather's still beautiful. I went by Ed Smith. They look fine. I thought they were all torn up. Somebody put on Facebook that, you know, spring training wasn't going to happen. I'm like, it looked fine.
And I love that. It's October.
Yeah.
And people to tell you spring training is not going to happen.
I mean, that building's like a fortress anyway. It was perfectly intact. The fields looked okay. There was some tarps on it, but no big deal.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Big weekend, of course. I went to Jerry's, Chevrolet's car, just Jerry's, I should say. Car show yesterday. Guys, it was absolutely sensational, man. I was worried because last year, the participation looked like it fell off big time, and I thought it was trending in that direction.
What, does people bring their own cars?
Yeah. And you pay for the spot because it goes to a charity, and it goes to, what is this called? GBMC's Safe DV program. This program that helps out victims of sexually and domestic violence. And it's all funded by things like what they did yesterday. This is the 19th annual. And I was afraid because last year, from 2022 to 2023, it was a big drop-off. And I thought, man, this thing is not trending in the right way. Well, yesterday, I had to park all the way down. I mean, it was a walk to get back up to the main spot.
Oh, really?
Because there were so many vehicles there.
Those things are cool.
Yeah, you know, normally you don't like it to have to walk that far. Mm-hmm. But in a situation like that where you know why you're walking that far, you're good to go.
I love car shows.
Yeah. Oh, these Ed, I'm telling you, man, I took some pictures of some vehicles that were just downright awesome. The one the Rob Long Award was a BMW, but it was spectacular, man. It was BMW that you can only find it. I think it's not a lot of them made. It is a, let me see, I got it written down here, 2001 BMW. It's an import model. It's made, the first one who bought one was Steve Jobs.
Oh, really?
Steve Jobs, yeah. And then everybody after that from that Silicon Valley start getting them. And the guy who bought it, his brother became very successful in Silicon Valley, and he died of pancreatic cancer. So his sister-in-law sold it to him. It's a car that's what? This is 2024. It's 23 years old. It's on the market right now for probably about 150 grand. This one he has only has 50,000 miles on it.
Oh, wow. That car's more than that, I think.
Yes. It has 50,000 miles. Oh, it was sensational, man. It was a beautiful car. Beautiful car. Gray, metallic. It was beautiful. 410-583-1057. So hats off to Jerry's for making that happen. We do our over-under. With the Baltimore Ravens at 6:45. Ravens taking on the Bucks tonight for one of the two Monday Night Football games. But on the other side, we'll recap a Sunday in the National Football League. So far, Jeremy, I'm looking pretty good this week.
I'm not.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:16 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's recap a little bit, gentlemen, if you have your sheets. Got your sheet?
I threw mine away. Do we need it still?
You should have.
Yep.
You're having a hard time
it's
going.
It's not that bad. I did terrible gambling, making picks this weekend.
Well, this ain't about your gambling. It's about actual outright.
You don't know, Rob. Shut up.
New England, Jacksonville. Ed, who do you have on that one?
I had Jacksonville. It was a home game for them.
And, yeah.
Did you guys catch that 58-yard pass Lawrence threw?
Yeah.
Whew. That was like 58 yards in the air.
Yeah, it was a laser.
Dropped in a basket.
Laser.
This is the first time in my life I got up on a Sunday morning and there was a London game and I said, not today. You didn't get me with this. No, because I've watched Jacksonville so many times. It just looked like trash, man.
But you had Jacksonville yesterday. Yes. I had Jacksonville as well. Yeah. Jeremy, Seattle, Atlanta. What do you have?
I was the only one, I think, that had Seattle. And this might be the only thing I can hang my hat on this week. But, Seattle went in and handled business against Atlanta. By the way, in that game, if you have not seen the highlight, Bijan Robinson makes a move where he jump cuts, and when he lands off the jump cut, sprints left. I mean, he was stopping on a dime. You got to see it in the game. It's like an 8-yard pickup or something, right. But it's just an amazing play.
Well, this is the game that I had Atlanta in this game.
I had Atlanta as well.
Yeah.
Atlanta as well.
Tennessee, Buffalo, who did you have there?
Buffalo.
Yeah, I had Buffalo Bills to win that too. Josh Allen had a great game. You said keep it moving?
Keep it moving.
All right. Cincinnati, Cleveland, the big news in this game was how Deshaun Watson, they cheered in Cleveland when he got injured.
Yeah. That's never cool, but
never.
I mean, my text was snarky. I said it was the best thing to happen to the Browns since Jim Brown.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't disagree with it. Now, yeah. It seems like after watching DTR yesterday that Jameis Winston's going to be the guy moving forward. They had him as an emergency quarterback for some reason yesterday, and then they watched DTR and said, it's an emergency. We got to put him in.
You had Cincy?
I had Cincy. Everybody had Cincy.
I did too, yeah.
Cincy. All right, Ed, Green Bay, Houston, who you have?
I had the Packers.
I had the Packers.
Packers.
All right, Miami, Indianapolis, Jeremy.
Colts,
yeah. Yep. Detroit, Minnesota.
This was my lock of the week, and I had Minnesota, and it starts off 10-0, and I'm like, you beautiful genius. And then they said, nope, you're an idiot.
This was my lock of the week. I had Detroit.
Me too. Speaking of jump, did you see Jahmyr Gibbs yesterday?
Oh, yeah. He was. He's like, you really want to be splitting time with me and Dave? I mean, Montgomery looked good until he got hurt, but Jahmyr Gibbs was on another level.
Man.
He had like 100 yards in the first half almost.
He ended up he was averaged almost 8 yards a carry.
Ed. You were the older brother, right?
Yes.
Did your younger brother ever get upset with you and get really, really angry and came at you, but there was nothing he could do because he was just bigger and stronger than him?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeremy said the Giants would be upset because Saquon Barkley's coming to town.
They were.
And they're really gonna win this game. I told Jeremy this morning, they can be as mad as they want. There ain't nothing they can do about it.
And there wasn't.
I had Philly.
I had Philly.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Who'd you have?
Scumbags. I mean, look, Daniel Jones throws his first touchdown pass in over 600 days at his home stadium, really? And it's called back because of a penalty, and then they don't throw another one the rest of the game. Unbelievable.
All right. Las Vegas, Rams, Jeremy.
Rams.
Rams.
Raiders.
You had Raiders?
I did.
Yeah. An idiot.
All right. Carolina, Washington, keep it moving?
Yes.
Keep it moving. All right. Kansas City.
That team's real, though.
Well, Jaden Daniels got hurt yesterday. Yeah. It seems like he's fine, though. There were a couple of guys that were lost for the year around the league. Some big names.
Kansas City, San Fran, Edward.
I had the Chiefs.
I had the Chiefs.
49ers. Nice job. Nice revenge game, you jackasses. After the game, one of the reporters said Kyle Shanahan came over and browbeat Brock Purdy at his locker for 5 minutes, just screaming at him.
Really?
And Purdy didn't say a word and just moved on with his day.
The same guy that said that, though, is the one that they accused of being the meat watcher.
Oh, really?
And he's also, like, the comments were, so the truth is probably somewhere in between that.
Oh, really?
Did he say how big his dong was?
Apparently not. Maybe that's why.
You got to report that, man.
Hey, Jeremy.
Mr. Irrelevant is not irrelevant.
The Jets at Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Let me started. The Jets are one player away from making this happen. What's Randall Cobb doing? They suck. Devontae Adams went from this is all in a week, losing to the Raiders or losing to the Steelers, getting traded to a new team, and then losing to the Steelers. Maybe you can hang out in Aaron Rodgers' house and pop up on screen when he gets back on Pat McAfee and talk about why you guys suck.
Honestly, I think Rodgers is in a different situation than like a Tom Brady. Mobility was never part of Brady's game. But I think because Rodgers now can't move, he's really, his game is different.
You had the Jets for this one?
I had the Jets too. Yeah.
Wait, Rob's, look, he's over here looking like.
I don't understand what the love affair with the Jets are.
It wasn't. Remember what I said? Wasn't a love affair with the Jets. It was because Russell Wilson.
No, I'm not talking about you two. No. I've heard a lot of people pick the Jets, and it's like people are waiting for the Jets to come around. Come around to what?
They got a loaded defense, great running backs, great receivers, a Hall of Fame quarterback, and they suck.
And you look at them, and they look like they suck. I had the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah. What about even the interceptions? That wasn't his fault. The one to hit, like, Wilson in the numbers, hit him right in the five.
Well, I mean, look, you're watching these. At least Hassan Reddick's coming back. He's just in time.
They are that team 2-4. That on paper, you're right, Ed. But when you watch them, like, no, they're not a team. They're just a bunch of guys. They look like a bunch of guys who show up at the stadium and you say, oh, here's your helmet. Yeah. Here's your uniform. Here's your helmet. Here's your uniform. And they just get on the field and play. That's what they look like.
Apparently, that's what your boy felt because he went off on them.
Who?
Rodgers. By not having any energy, not being really into the game.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers, stop.
It's a good thing it's somebody else's fault.
Stop, Aaron.
I know.
Keep in mind, though, this is the second Hall of Fame Packers quarterback who went to the Jets for nothing.
Yes.
Because Brett Favre did this, too.
He did.
It didn't end in New York. It ended in Minnesota, but he had a quick stop in New York with the Jets. All right, tonight, Ed, two Monday Night Football games, Chargers, Arizona. You and Charger again?
I'm going L.A., yep.
I'm with Charger also.
Arizona.
You got Arizona in this one?
Upset.
Right.
Why not? There were no other upsets.
Give me the Ravens score.
I forget. Jeremy? What did I say on? Did we
I don't
do this
know.
On
I wrote
Friday?
Mine down. I didn't write yours down. Oh, yeah. I do remember.
I was 3 points off of you. Was that 27-17?
27-17 yours.
Yeah.
Mine is 27-20.
Okay.
Ed?
I'm going 31-27, Baltimore.
Oh, high scoring. Super high scoring.
Well, I think Baker is having a really he's playing really well. I think the Ravens have trouble stopping the offense, but they're going to win. They're a better team.
410-583-1057 is the number. We're not going to ignore the World Series matchup. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. We wish we could, but we won't. On the other side, your keys to victory for the Baltimore Ravens tonight. Want to hear from you. We'll give you Al's up next on The Fan.
Hopefully you can just continue to keep locked in, stay humble, work hard, maintain your faith every single day, and understand that it's a long journey, you know, and it's a one-week league. It's one day preparation, one day, one play at a time, and it's a one-week league. All you can focus on is what's in front of you, you know, and I do believe our guys have done a very good job of that, and we need to continue to do that.
I couldn't agree with John Harbaugh anymore. I think those guys had done a tremendous job of concerning themselves with what's in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
When they were 0-2 and the sky was falling, those guys were locked in, and they only concerned themselves with the next game. We sit here, and I'm king of it, and criticize Harbaugh for a lot. And I think he deserves that criticism that we give him. However, you got to praise him when it's time to praise him as well. And he is one of the best coaches in the league when it comes to that acronym that we call WIN. What's important now? He is so good at keeping his team on that journey. What's important now?
Yeah, I agree. I think Lamar is a big part of that too.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he looks super. I know I hate to use the term locked in. They're all supposed to be locked, but he really does. Like very serious. You know, like this is not no lightheartedness. Just real serious about today's game. Like it just, and I think that you know translates to the rest of the team.
But Ed, you understand that even though everybody should be locked in, Jeremy, everybody's not locked in.
No, it's
what, so Jets. You can use that. You can use that in the National Football League.
Let's look at the Jets, seriously.
In. Well, like if you think about that in specific, and I know it's a different set of circumstances, but that flight home after the Ravens beat the Cowboys and Marlon Humphrey is over there and he's like, hey, man, trying to record Lamar on the flight. Mm-hmm. And Lamar's like, nah, man, we ain't doing this. We got to get, that's one win. We got to get locked in and same thing. Yeah. And you look at the team, I mean, I heard an interview with Ray Lewis over the weekend talking about Lamar and this team and how they've been playing. I really do think the Ravens have the best team in the NFL, and it's weird watching Kansas City have a guy that leads the league in interceptions that threw two more last night, that threw for, 200 yards last night. And if he figures it out, good luck to everyone else because Mahomes has looked terrible, and he's the favorite for the MVP right now.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs aren't looking great, and they're still 6-0. You got to tip your captain. They know how to win, man. They really do.
Yeah.
Did you see Mahomes like just knock over the defensive back in the end zone?
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah, but did you see him get throat punched and no call?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You got to make that call.
Yeah.
Well, what about the thing on the sideline too? The old Kenny Pickett fake slide where he pretended like he was going out of bounds, and then he walked. I mean, he took off for another, what, 20 yards yeah. after that? And it's the same thing because defenders are scared to hit him by the
side. You know who I saw do that years ago before the ages of protected quarterbacks who mastered that move? Who? Joe Montana.
Yeah.
He mastered that move. He would run so hard to the sideline.
And then just stop.
Like he was really running and he would slow down mm-hmm. and then turn upfield. Hey, I saw him do it at least two or three times.
That's when you get throat punched.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Well, that guy, he got throat punched before then.
Yeah. Seriously. It's like, okay. You want to play this way.
But nothing you can do.
No.
Because next time you hit him and he does go out of bounds, yeah. 15 yards. Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing. Like, again,
we don't like it, but we were quarterbacks, we'd do it.
Yeah. And here's the other part of it. Like, as you were talking about, like, keys to the game for this, penalties are a big part of it. On the road, as a road favorite, facing Tampa Bay's good, but I think they're an inferior team to the Ravens, and the Ravens should win this game tonight. Penalties and turnovers are the biggest things that can really set you back because people don't even realize it. Like, a turnover is one thing depending on where you get the ball, but a penalty to either take points off the board, take you out of field goal range, that all of a sudden makes it third and not so manageable, and then teams are handing it off and punting it back, that's a turnover to me.
Well, talk about being locked in. Does anybody here believe, Tampa, the game is in Raymond James, right after Hurricane, devastated the whole region. Are they going to be more up for the game than ordinarily would be, though?
I mean, those are the weird things that I don't think people factor in that I try to look at.
Because you know there's going to be it's got to be a ceremony before, a moment of silence. It's going to be all kinds of stuff about Tampa Strong and all this.
I think it'll give them a fast start.
Yeah.
But when it's all said and done, you know?
Well, you still got a lot of guys, including our quarterback, that are from Florida.
Yeah. So what's the key to the game, in your opinion, Ed?
Oh, boy. I just think that as long as the Ravens can run on them, they'll be fine. They're just a better team. They really are. The key to the game, though, will be the officiating, which has been, I think, terrible this year and last year. Maybe the year before that. Because, unfortunately, I think there are a lot of bad calls and no calls, and I think they can hurt a team. I think this game's going to be a lot closer than I thought when I looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year. I thought the Ravens were going to walk away with this. Now I think it's going to be a lot closer.
Key to the game for me is don't turn the football over.
Yeah,
don't turn it over. If the Ravens don't turn the ball over, they win this game. That's simple. Because they're going to be productive on offense. We know that. The defense is going to do what it's going to do. The only thing you can do, Jeremy, to lose this game is to give the Buccaneers extra possessions.
Yeah, there's no question. Penalties, turnovers, these are always the things that we can talk about coming to a game. And I feel like with the Ravens, you can look at that number 30, and that's 8 plus 22. As long as those guys are doing what they're supposed to do, and I'm not even telling you he's got to come out and throw for three touchdowns or he's got to run for two, you will be in the game and have a chance to win as long as he's getting his touches and he's getting his... I feel like they're going to be in every game. Because if you factor it in this year, they have a 10-point blown lead for a loss and a toe out of bounds that who knows how that game would have ended. So,
lost this game on a toe.
If you had white cleats, it would be a touchdown.
That's what
I thought it was a funny.
Pat Mahomes said,
that was
right?
funny.
Yeah.
That was funny. Wear white cleats.
Would have blended in. But Lamar's 22-1 against the NFC.
You know that happened in college this weekend. Same thing you're talking about.
Really?
They couldn't overturn a play. The guy was wearing white cleats, and they couldn't see from the viewpoints of they had to go with what was ruled on the field.
Right.
So I mean, if you're trying to hide something or have some discretion there and keep it away from them, that's it's probably a good way to do it.
So if you're trying to hide something, have white.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying to me?
Yeah.
That's right. Let's go to Kai Rice's town. What's up, Kai?
What's up, fellas?
What was that, Kai? What the hell happened?
What was that?
Sorry, that was a yawn. You caught me right when I was yawning, man. That was
okay. All right.
Yawn, not Don King. I was Yawn King. Hey, look, man. Welcome back, by the way, Ed.
Thank you, man.
I think my keys to the game is we're going against one of the best team in the NFL as far as yak ability. So you know where I'm going. Tackling well is going to be key, man. They're going to catch the ball, Rob. Just go ahead and make the tackle. And I would put, I don't know about you, Jeremy, but I would put Humphrey on Mike Evans. He played, like, if you look at the history, kind of playing well. And I would double the other guy.
Who, Godwin?
Godwin. Yeah, I would double Godwin because Godwin, man, he's the guy. You take care of Godwin, man. Mm-hmm. Mike Evans.
No, that's the other way around, man.
Yeah.
Godwin's the guy that's getting the ones because the stud's next to him.
Well, yeah. I think Godwin's, look, I love Godwin.
He's great.
I think it's a 1A, 1B, but like if teams are coming in, they're preparing to take away Mike Evans because he changed the game on one possession, whereas Godwin's a possession guy. And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, he's having success. He's catching a ton of passes. But I don't think the Ravens are the ones saying, hey, we got to put Marlon Humphrey on that guy. Mike Evans runs a lot of deep balls. I think you're going to see Brandon Stevens not turning around again. So I think that's what you get, him running down the field, and that's you'll see him on him. Maybe you'll see sometimes Wiggins matched up. But, yeah, I mean, look, they've got weapons, and you can't forget about Cade Otton. They're tight end. Baker likes going to him, too.
They're 4-2 team, just like us. They're 4-2. That's a good football team. Tampa's no joke. And I agree with what Ed was saying. You know, you look at what he's done so far. Baker Mayfield's had a really good year.
He really has. He's been reborn down there.
It's weird because he had the one hiccup at home against Denver, who does have a decent defense. And, oh, by the way, they have the best cornerback in the league in Patrick Sertan as well because, I mean, he's out now with a concussion. But everybody he's faced, every top-notch receiver he's faced, they've been on, like, Revis Island.
Look at his stats since he's come in the league.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I mean, his dad was good, and I think he's even better. But, you know, like, looking at those things, it's a game-to-game league where people go, oh, my God, they were terrible there. Then the next week, things changed.
Yeah.
Like last week, how did the Giants beat Seattle? And then Seattle goes on the road and beats Atlanta. And then the Giants go home and lose to Philadelphia. And I know the Giants aren't a good team, but I'm just saying, they win on the road all the way on the West Coast, and you come back home and lay an egg?
Mm-hmm. Giants game should be good, though.
Mm-hmm. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Am I the only one here, though, the Dreads, our team playing primetime?
Why do they? They're good in primetime.
You know, does it have to do with our schedule?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's only our schedule. That's it. No, it has nothing to do with the record. It has none of that. Lamar's good. Give Lamar a stage. You know what I mean? He's a performer. But, man, it's like, you know, people invite you out to watch the game. You know, you got to leave at halftime.
That's right. You got to leave at halftime.
It's something.
I'm not a fan of that.
It's something. You know what I mean? When other teams are playing Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football, I don't get. You know what? I think that's it. If they're playing Thursday night, you know, for us, Friday's the layups.
Friday's.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You can come in Friday tired, standing on your head. It doesn't matter. It's one day. Suck it up for one day.
You can get through it.
But when you do it on Monday, you got to get to Friday. So I'm happy that they're playing it prime time for all of you out there listening that can enjoy it. I am happy. We deserve to play on prime time. We're a prime time freaking team. However, there's this one little thing.
I think like
one little thing.
So I even asked, I mean, not it's on a different level, but Mike Locksley, when he played on Friday night last night, I said, do you like these weeknight games? And he said kind of if he had his druthers, like every game would be Saturday at noon or what? 3:30 if it happened to be that, 4 this weekend.
MLB recap. We got a World Series matchup that some of you dread, some of you are looking forward to. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Ravens, Bucks, over, under on the Fan. 6:48 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's time for over, under. Joe always does a good job putting these together.
They suck.
And Jeremy beats up on them because
they suck.
I know.
Undefeated.
I know. Let's start off with Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, 89.5 yards rushing, essentially 90 yards. Ed, over or under?
Over. He's going to have a big day. The guy's averaging over 100 yards a game. He's exactly what I was hoping he would be this year. And I think he's going to have a big night on national TV. Absolutely.
If you can't stop Derrick Henry in the run game, you are in trouble. The best way, not the only way, the best way to stop the Ravens is to make them one-dimensional. Am I right?
Yep.
Who are the Buccaneers head coach? What's that guy's name?
Todd Bowles.
If there's anybody, there are few defensive minds in the game that can make the Ravens one-dimensional. Under.
Okay. I'm still going over just because this is what this cat does every week.
And they give up over 100 yards a game.
Yeah, and I agree with Rob. Like, there's certain guys in this league, if you want to talk about head coach or defensive coordinators, you know, the likes of Steve Spagnuolo, the likes of Todd Bowles. I think Dan Quinn's another really sharp guy with Washington. I mean, he kept it as close as he could in that game. And the same thing you're talking about. So, like, there's There's a lot of interesting pieces in this game, like big time players. But I think if Tampa wants to win this game, they have to slow down Derrick Henry. I still think it's going over. I don't know they have the personnel to do it.
Jeremy Kahn, Lamar Jackson, 2.5 total touchdowns, rushing and passing.
I'm going under.
And he might return a kick.
He might.
Are you going under?
I'm going under 2.5.
All right. Ed, I'm going over.
Oh, yeah, I'm going over as well. I can see him throwing for two and running for one. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
You know why I think he's going to run for one? Because they're going to be so focused on Derrick Henry. Lamar might break one tonight. They're going to be so focused on Derrick Henry.
You're right. He'll run one in, he'll throw one in, and then they'll still win, and I'll be right.
Okay.
It's funny. I was the flight back. I was sitting at the airport bar waiting to board to have this jacket on, my Ravens. It's purple Ravens jacket since we're not on TV. Bartender was a Steeler fan, was the guy, and the lady was a Titans fan. All she did was bitch about Derrick Henry being on the Ravens.
I'm sure I would too.
Yeah.
I would too.
Did you hear Jamar Chase? Like all the players in the league are like, it's a damn cheat code, is what we've been saying. Yeah. Like that mesh point of him putting the ball in his stomach and deciding whether or not he wants to pull it out or give it to him. Isolate that, Joe. sorry, I just realized I said it and I isolated myself. But no, like in all seriousness, it's such an advantage for this offense because defenders have no idea where it's going. And if Lamar makes the right decision, it's a positive play.
You going to continue pontificating or you want me to finish this over?
Oh, we got another thing to do?
We're almost done. Ravens D turnovers, 1.5, over or under.
We're only on the third question?
Yeah.
My bad.
This is the Ravens defense costing turnovers, right?
Takeaways.
Yeah, takeaways. Yeah. Ed, over or under?
I'm going to go over. I can see them getting two.
Yep. I do too. I see him picking Baker off twice.
I'm going under.
Okay. I could be wrong. Baker Mayfield, 289.5 yards passing. Jeremy, over or under?
I went over. I think they'll be trailing, and which leads to, look, the numbers, it's a pretty high number to go over.
Yeah.
But I really like, as much as I like the Ravens tonight, I really like Baker Mayfield to Mike Evans, so I'm going over.
I can see him going for 275 and a lot of that wide receiver oriented, but I can't see him going 290. Ed? Under.
I'm going to go under. He's averaging 230 a game. So I'm going to say under.
Ed, the combination of Evans and Godwin, 149.5 yards receiving.
I'm going to go over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can see that split between the two of them. Yeah, it's 75 yards each.
I think
if I'm saying he's going 250, 260 plus, I think the combination of them getting 150 of them is very good.
Throw to somebody.
I'm going over.
Yeah,
I think Evans gets 100 himself tonight. I think he has a big game. It's been a while since we've seen the Mike Evans game, and some people might talk about matchups. I think this is the one. I like it to go over.
Bucks D, 2.5 sacks, Jeremy.
I went under. The hiccups. I think this is the right number. Because either way, like to me.
Oh, you gave Joe some credit.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
I told him to make it 2.5. So, like, it's the perfect number because when you're sitting here talking about sacks with running quarterbacks, you see it a lot. Going on the road, sometimes getting tacked, trying to make a play. Lamar's been sacked quite a few times. But again, you're looking at Tampa's personnel. Can they get to him? And if they're running the football the way that they should, I don't know how much they're throwing.
17 sacks in 6 games.
Yep.
The average is right under 3 a game.
That's why I said it's a good number.
That means they won't have 3. I'm going under.
I'm going under as well. I think Lamar's very elusive. You know how hard he is to sack.
Yeah.
We still got a minute left. Can I just go pontificate?
No, let me go to East Baltimore and get Larry.
You know the Giants have 31 sacks?
Yeah, they lead the league.
Yeah, that's all they do well. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How you doing?
So well, how are you, man?
I mean, everybody worried about talking about a defense coordinator can stop the Ravens. People got to admit, this is not no ordinary offense. Take away Derrick, it don't make no difference. They got too many of them to beat you. Tarbo, ain't no scheme you can come up. Only way the Tampa Bay would have any kind of chance if Lamar and them turn the ball over 2 or 3 times. That's the only way. Other than that, it ain't gonna be no game. You talking about Evans now? You got to have the ball to score. The way to keep the ball from them. The best way to play the Ravens is to keep the ball away from them.
Larry, I hope you're talking about other people because I didn't say they stop them. I said they make them one-dimensional, and I said the Ravens will win 27-20. So if they make them one-dimensional, that doesn't mean they're stopping them. That just means the Ravens are going to beat them some other way. So me saying one-dimensional and me saying they're going to stop the offense, two totally different things, completely different things. 410-583.
I agree with him.
105.7, of course you do. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. World is stupid at 7:45. Jeremy would say stupid things like he just did a minute ago. But on the other side, the World Series is set. It's what you all have been waiting for. Or maybe not. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.